Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Get that fun feeling every morning with Fifi, Feb, and Nick. And get that winning feeling with Ecosa. With a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Just head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. 101.9.
This is the Fox. We're very excited because last night, Lego Masters finally back on the telly on Channel 9. Trixie had said to me, I reckon about 3 weeks ago, Mummy, when is Lego Masters starting again? She loves it. We get around it. And tonight back, 7:30 on Channel 9. And our very good friend, we've been saying all morning, he is on the show. He's just getting used to Melbourne traffic again. So at the moment, he's on the phone. He's on the line. Hopefully, Haim, are you there?
Morning, guys. I am mere minutes away. Great effort since I've travelled over 1,000 kilometres to join you on the show.
Did Brickman forget to put a tank in the Lego car, mate, while you're a bit late?
He did, but the great thing about Lego cars is you can make them anything. So I put jet boosters on the back and a ghost driving it. And I'm very, very close.
The old Tesla.
It's only your imagination slowing you down with Lego.
Now, Haim, 7:30, Channel 9 tonight again. Let's talk about last night because a very exciting new element that got me, it really tickled my funny bone, and I think you probably came up with this, the Brick of Doom, Haim. A new element.
The only reality show to deliberately put a curse on its contestants for no reason. To amuse themselves.
Have you not watched Maths? Everyone that leaves that seems to have a curse.
That's true. Actually, anyone in a relationship has a curse put on them. But, however, this, yes, the Brick of Doom, that's something you don't want, but you can't get rid of it. You just have to win a build. Some may say, oh, by season 3, are you guys running out of ideas? No, why? Why would you say that? We've got a cursed brick.
Have you got a Huawei phone? We're sort of breaking up a bit, mate.
I'm actually getting in the lift at the. I mean, do you want me upstairs at the Fox or downstairs in the lobby?
We'll work through the lift issues. Keep coming.
You got it here.
Okay, for all our listeners playing along, Haim's in the lift here at the Fox, so we've just lost him, but the lift of doom.
Guys, I'm back. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, you missed the lift of doom gear we were doing, Haim.
Do you know what? I'll add a little bit of excitement.
How's it feel coming back?
Yeah, great, back in the air, just jogging through sales at the moment.
Everyone's saying, yeah, he's back, have a look.
Some sad podcast.
The best half of Hamish and Andy, look at him.
I've done this job a lot of times.
Here he is!
Oh, he's thrown the phone, a massive explosion behind him.
He's the old days! It's like 5 to 4.
Do you know, I mean, that jog brought back a lot of memories of... doing a poo during their drive shift. They're just suddenly going, oh my God, it's 5 past 5. I'm going to get back on air.
And I've seen some pics of you on Instagram looking quite fit, and I see what this 15-metre jog's done. Yeah, I thought, no way SAS Australia yet. Maybe until season 4 or 5.
You're going
to
be fine.
He's got a job. He doesn't need to go on that.
You're going to be fine. Coates, are you on SAS or not?
No.
I know you're trying hard to get...
Well, I'm not in there, but I might sneak in the true SAS test.
An intruder.
Yeah.
Full camouflage. Just comes in and goes, hey.
Just to give the contestants a day off. You can be the instructor for one day. But anyway, we're not here to talk about Hit Channel 7 show SBS. Although I did love it.
Yeah. I think last time you were on, you said, watch the Lego Masters tonight on 7.
I might have done that accidentally. Yes. Do that, yes. Always remember, if your finger ever hovers near that dirty, dirty button, add 2 and go home to Channel 9.
Yes.
We were in the middle of talking about the Brick of Doom.
Oh, yes.
There it is.
Yeah, poor old Gabby and Ryan pulled the Brick of Doom. This is not what you want. It's not what you want, Lego Masters.
Well, I did not get to see it last night. Going out.
No, come again.
I should go too then.
Well, no, I understand. But 7:30, it's late for a brekkie radio host. But you've got the sheet. Just do what you're doing, right? I mean, come on. You've been doing this for a long time, man. He's new.
Real friendship here, though, Haim. He'd watch it and loved it and absolutely love it. And everybody get around it.
So the Brick of Doom was an idea we came up with this season. Usually in true reality show style, you can win the golden brick, although last night's been elevated to the platinum brick. And that keeps you safe. And that's a pretty well-worn idea in shows, the immunity idols, whatever. And we were like, what's on the other end of the spectrum, the thing you don't want? And now, so one of the teams has a curse on them.
Oh.
And they have to start 5 minutes after everybody else. So
in Lego terms, 5 minutes
0.001% of the build time.
That is bad. Because they get to the, I watch the show and it gets to the last seconds. It's like the cooking shows.
It doesn't
You need to make it by now.
The cooking shows, though, they're pretty done by now. But yeah, I know what you mean. It doesn't, no matter how many hours you give people, I've learnt on Lego, you go, all right, guys, you've got 12 hours. Come on, you know, we all know what happens. It gets to the last minute and you won't be finished. So the real discipline is like going, start hard. We always just say, look at this, just start building now, because everyone's just like 2 hours of like blue sky dreaming. I'm like, guys,
we
know you've seen the show.
Yeah.
You will be panicking at the end.
You've got to be a chilled operator. If you're an adult building massive Legos.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're not the sort of person to get up and get at them.
Yeah, but you know? I mean, it all comes down to, fast ideas, steady hands. Can't lose.
Oh,
coming from...
Oh, no.
He's got the shakes.
Do you got the shakes?
I've got a copper issue. Yeah.
And there's, what, too much...
Too much copper. Makes it a bit shaky. Hey,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't
How would I go?
I didn't know copper was...
They're all the brick of doom.
Nick is the brick of doom.
It's not Jenga, is it?
Do you have too much copper or not enough?
Too much. I got too much.
The red beard.
It's in his hair. The shorts. Yep. He wears it on him. He wears copper on him.
Just shave, mate. You'll stop being so magnetic.
Gets around with 2 cent, 1 cent coins.
Walking past an old scrap metal car, just flinging up, just jumping up to the electromagnet. All right, so what's the opposite of copper? Can you dampen down your copper levels?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had a check since I was about 18.
He did have a question back. Yeah. He was just.
What happens if you take like magnesium or iron tablets?
They didn't tell you to come back for any more.
Bob We've Bill out in Hoppers. No good. He's just a guy in a van.
So sorry, Nick.
He's selling ice cream as well.
Healthy Harold.
he's just a guy at the airport metal detector. Went, bloody high metal, could be copper.
It's so good having you back.
Sure, you can just get a second opinion. It was just like 20 years ago, and you've just lived with it your whole life.
Yeah.
You're back in Melbourne. Have you missed us?
Have you seen him in Sydney?
I think he's doing all right.
No, I saw Zoe at the Bondi Junction food court recently.
Mate, he's everywhere.
That's not a young Sydney.
It's either the Hemsworth or the Blakes.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on here?
I was disappointed I wasn't called in for the Mad Max announcement yesterday. I noticed Hemsworth got the call up for that. I mean, do you know, speaking of the Hemsworth, so at the moment in Sydney, you've got Hemsworth, you've got Sacha Baron Cohen, you've got Matt Damon and Natalie Portman.
Yep.
And they're a bit of a gang in Sydney. It's very funny to me coming in. And I guess it's like maybe like if you're in Sydney, you kind of like, no, okay, these guys are cruising around Sydney. We were at a restaurant. I was at a restaurant a few weeks ago and there's like a back room at the restaurant with a thick curtain across it. And it opened up and the gang was in there, with all their partners. There's 8 of them. And as they walk out of the restaurant, it's like the year 12s have come to the year 7 area.
Yeah. That's cool.
Everyone's like, oh my God, it's year 12s, it's year 12s. Everyone just absolutely loses it and tries to stay cool as the year 12s walk through.
It'd be pretty surreal though, because they've obviously seen your Visit Australia ads.
Yeah, they have.
And that's why they've come down.
I mean, that's such a huge compliment from Matt Damon to be doing that on behalf of... He's holidaying here this year, and I appreciate his support.
We're also on a holiday.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to put that on the ad. Legal's had an issue with it. But just like holiday here this year. I mean, Matt Damon is. He loves it.
And we love you, Haim. We love the Brick of Doom.
Yeah.
And we're very excited to have you back on the telly tonight. Again, 7:30, Channel 9.
You bet it is.
You're coming back to Melbourne?
What's that?
You're going to come back?
I'm back. Gone.
No, to live.
Oh, you sound like my mum.
I'm here. Let's have lunch.
Hey, Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights. Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh, my God.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's Guilty Pleasures. Register your guilty pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work on the Fox.
Boys, I want to talk about a dating term I've just coined myself. It's called date stacking. Now,
is that like a mate when you're on top of each other?
No, certainly not. No,
that's
what stacking is. I know. Well, okay, I'm talking about on a Saturday night, if you're like, I could spend the night with one potential date, or I could have a few dates.
I thought you meant dates, like the Middle Eastern dessert.
the treats.
Yeah. I eat a few at a time. Is that date stacking?
Stacking them.
Yeah, that's how long it's been for me since a date.
Now, I'm going to tell you about an extreme version of date stacking because a guy shared this on TikTok. He thought he was dating one woman one night. He turned up. There were 16 guys there.
As you guys know, I'm pretty bad at dating, but I actually decided to go on a date, which I haven't done in like a year. And this is what happened. This is not a joke, by the way. So this is the friend.
I'm the friend. I'm forced to be here.
So I thought it would be one-on-one. This was the date that turned up before me.
Yeah.
What's happening? So that's the second person on the date. This is person number three. This is the person who set up the date. So this is my date. And then date number four is over there. And there's six more.
Now, she's done it all at once, which is a bit foolish, but the idea of maybe on a weekend thinking, okay, I'm single, I'm looking for a love connection. If I have a date at 6 p.m. in the afternoon, maybe one at 9 and then another one at 10, and I break up the night. And
Jesus, a lot.
God, you're not back at 9. That's the worst one for sure.
Yeah. Well,
I need 45 minutes with this
dolphin. From personal experience, I can say the opposite of that. Before I go into my story, which is embarrassing, 131060, we'd love to hear, have you booked different dates on the one night?
Oh.
One, has it worked or has it backfired? Because mine backfired superbly. So it was years ago. I was actually in New York for work at the time, working on Sunrise's as the entertainment editor. So I was there for a couple of weeks interviewing movie stars on a junket.
Can I ask one question? So what do you classify dating as? The first time you go out?
Going out for dinner, meeting for a drink.
For the first time.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
So out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably very different to some.
I've never been on a date before.
Okay. Anyway, so, and I'd been asked out by two guys, and I thought, okay, well, I've got a free Saturday night. Yeah. So I booked dinner for 6, and then I had another date lined up for the 9 o'clock. And I actually thought the 9 o'clock had more potential, so that's why I popped him at 9.
Yeah.
So the 6 o'clock date, it just wasn't, there was nothing there. It wasn't going great, and I really wanted out of it. So I went to the bathroom. I said, I'm not feeling very well. I really need to go home.
Old chestnut.
But he was so lovely and he was so courteous and he was like, I'll get you back to the hotel. And he got me back there, got out of the cab. I said, thank you so much. This is great. I'll walk you in. Oh gosh, okay, this is really dragging on. Walked me in. Check that I was. I said, I'm fine. I'll go up in the lift by myself. I said, thank you. Hopefully we can do this again.
Did he hold the door?
No, the lift door shut. I went upstairs, thought I'll freshen up, 20 minutes, freshen up, contacted the next date. I'm on my way as if it was going to be the first date for
well
the evening. I went down and I'd even changed. I thought I'll change outfit. I'll change, you know, do my hair again. The lift doors open. The first date was still sitting there.
Oh, you were right.
What was he doing?
Because he was worried about me. He was worried I was sick. But that I can't tell. And you know me,
ouch.
I could talk myself out of a lot of things. I just couldn't. I had the heels on. I mean, I wasn't sick. I was the opposite of sick.
My twin sister said that you were very lovely. And just walked past. What do you do? You've got different clothes on.
And we've got Sarah from Langwarrin. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Sarah. Now, you are a date stacker. How many dates have you booked in one day?
I reckon probably the maximum was probably about 4 or 5.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Gee. And is it successful? Tell us how it goes.
Well, I suppose it's kind of good because you get to sort of like meet them and chat for that time, like, you know, hour and a half, and then you can move on to the next one if it, you know, and just kind of meet them and see how you feel.
Sarah. So you got 5 dates. You really hit it off with the first one and you want to continue that date.
Yeah.
What do you do? Just say nah and move on to the next one or?
Yeah, it kind of got quite stressful, but I'd still sort of move on to the next one sort of thing. Yeah.
What date won your heart?
And have to rush. Like, I remember rushing, like, from one to the next.
Which date won the day?
I ended up with one of them, which was interesting, which I didn't think I would, actually. I didn't think he would. But I wanted to do, like, the emergency services, so that was my aim.
Hold on.
So you went for a firefighter or a police officer, a paramedic?
Yeah, one of each.
And who won in the end, Sarah, out of the emergency services?
None of them.
So what number?
Did you ever mix up?
With a carpenter.
A carpenter. Sarah, did you ever mix up any names or jobs or anything? Because I know, like, as a stand-up comedian, if I do 4 or 5 gigs in a night, you can be on stage saying something, going, oh, I think I said this already. Oh, no. It's very awkward. Did you get anything wrong?
So. I was surprisingly really careful. I'm actually surprised myself, actually. But I thought, you know, it's a better, like, to just meet up with these people. I was actually social distancing, so it was in lockdown, so I wasn't working. So I was, like, able to, like, just meet lots of different people in, like, with social distance walks.
So I want to ask you... You'd be getting the steps in.
I was getting like thousands of steps a day. I've got an Apple Watch, so it was awesome.
Now, I'm going to ask you again. Now, what number date did you end up with?
So this one was on one day. I think he was the third date of the day.
So he was the third date. So when you went to the fourth and fifth date, were you thinking about him?
No.
Are you still with him?
Yes.
Oh. 1019 The Fox.
Joining us live in the studio is our wonderful friend Dave Hughes. Hughesy, how you going?
Yeah, never been more pumped up, Fifi. Never been more pumped up. This is it.
Now, you just asked, just before we went to air then, you just asked Fev how his footy was going and whether or not he was playing.
Yeah.
Very good question.
I'm playing as well as the Blues at the moment. Hughesy?
So you
I'm
are
not on the
playing?
Park. No, I'm not.
You're not, right. No. You're zero input.
Yeah,
output.
Zero input and output.
So that's a bad comparison because the Blues at least turn up.
Do they?
Do they? Do they, Nick?
Nick obviously doesn't watch our games.
No,
I spoke about it yesterday, Hughesy, and I said I threw you in it too. I want you on my ticket. I want to flip the board.
Yeah, right. I mean, the clock is ticking. There's no doubt.
But, mate, the clock's ticked out. There's no more ticks left.
Yeah, no, it's tough for the poor old Blue supporters who long suffering.
Well, you said, I'll quote you, and I hope you don't mind that, we waste our hard-earned money on memberships every year to watch that.
Yeah, look, I think there's something to be said for some teams don't get paid as much as other teams. I think there's... Like the likes of Essendon as well, Nick, who are useless, let's be honest.
Yeah, 100%.
And the Bulldogs, I mean, do you want me to join this conversation? I'm happy to Doggies are
five and zip.
Really good.
We beat the Bulldogs by 50 points last year, someone reminded me, and now we're rubbish and they're heroes.
Yeah. Well, do you know, actually, Hughesy, you may not know this, Fev, have you told Hughesy that Fev, in fact, sent a text message to the coach and said,
I told you this,
you did. About the kicking for goal.
And the player in question said, no thanks, I'll pass.
Yeah, look, that player needs to get better at kicking. And if the Fevolution wants to help, you open your door to Brendan Vavola and you say, please, you know, he should be Luke Skywalker, your Yoda. Together, you work out how to use a lightsaber. You know what I mean?
So, I'll end up taking his spot. Mid-season draft, that might be his issue. Hey,
why
Hughesy,
can't we just plonk you in? You can come in on a forklift, we'll drop you in the goal square.
Yeah, that won't move very far. Hey, mate, I just saw that you're renting out your new blockhouse. Let's pump it up. $2,000 a week, $9,000 bond. Oh, you're so rich.
Is that in realestate.com?
Yeah.
It's all over the news today, so, Hughesy.
Wow.
If someone wins Alpha Bucks, they can stay at your joint for 5 weeks.
I love that.
What a bargain.
Realestate.com, it's news. com, it's Daily Mail, it's
so
Herald
rich.
Sun, it's everywhere.
I didn't know. Honestly, you've just told me. I had no idea that it made the... Yeah, well, it's a true story. So, look, Alston Wick is a great suburb. You know, I mean, I've made jokes about it before, but, you know, I'm really... I don't think we do any background checks on who rents it out. I think...
Hey, do we want to rent it just for a week?
Oh, could we?
We need to negotiate that, and I feel like there should be a party before the new renters move in.
Airbnb it. That never goes badly. Big houses for an Airbnb.
I want to get some 18-year-old blokes just to move in for a couple of days. Now, I've joked about the Bandidos could use as a clubhouse. I have joked about that. But now I feel like I shouldn't say that on air, should I really?
Shouldn't say that on air.
Now, Hughesy, we are days away. What's today? It's today Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday. 2 days away from
the Fox Comedy Fest.
This Thursday night, world famous rooftop. Nick Cody, yourself, Tommy Little, Mel Buddle, Dil Jai Singer, all going to be up there. We can't wait for this, Hughesy. Are you a bit pumped for your first world famous rooftop comedy gig?
Yeah, will there be a marquee? Is just all I want to know.
Yes. After you yelled that last week, they scrambled and got. We're undercover.
Well, just it's Melbourne weather and we're not sure. So, yeah, it's going to be huge. Is there tickets left?
Well, do you know what? Not many. What? We know money can't buy them. No one can, in fact, buy these. You can only win them here on 13, 10, 60. Let's drop a couple now.
Boom.
Bang. They're going off.
You just got to be careful, Hughesy, because if we do have a marquee up, the smoke bomb that Fee and I are going to leave after we introduce you guys, we want you guys to be able to see and breathe. We'll be out of there that quick.
You're going to stink the joint up.
Oh, mate. Here's Hughesy.
Can I ask you, Hughesy, because Fev and I have been told, we were never asked, we've been told we're the MCs, but I think that MCs at comedy gigs are comedians.
Yeah.
Like, there's an expectation that we're supposed to, but that's not fair. I think we've been stitched up.
No, and don't try and do gear. Would you suggest that, Hughesy?
Well, no, definitely. No. I want Fifi to do a 10-minute.
Fee and I are going to be heaps funny. We're going to go, here's Dilruk, Nick,
well, you know what?
Buttle,
the big question.
Hughes, Little, and we're going to leave. And everyone's going to go, where are they? And we're going, ah, funny, isn't it? We're going home.
Yeah, the person on the first comedian should get paid double, I reckon, because they're going to be some hard work to do to get the crowd back.
101.9 The Fox.
Lizzo, gotta love Lizzo.
Check my nails.
Baby, how you feeling?
She's fabulous. And she's just shared yesterday on TikTok what I think is wonderful. Because we all do things that we regret, particularly late at night on our own. And if you've had a few drinks like Lizzo had, she DM'd. She had a few to drink. Then she DM'd film star Chris Evans. And she slid into his DMs.
Is that Captain America?
Correct, yeah. Yes. I'm not a massive Chris Evans fan. Are we in the Avengers?
I don't watch the Avengers because I'm grown up.
I don't find him attractive, no.
Yeah, you don't?
No,
but like, no. I don't know. Is he a thing?
I don't think
he's
so.
He's a massive superstar.
I know.
Like a global.
Yeah, Casey does. Yeah. Darcy's not.
But looks wise.
Casey's looking
good. Casey's pregnant, so it varies a bit. She's a bit baby brain.
Anyway, she snuck into his DM, slid into his DMs.
What'd she say?
With three simple emojis.
I whipped
there was
my
a
head.
Puff of wind, a sports player, and a basketball convey the idea of shooting your shot. So the puff of wind and the sports player, it's like I'm having a crack. Isn't that what she was saying?
There's a better way to do that.
Yeah.
There's some other emojis.
Are you sure that means that?
I believe I'm reading a news article that broke it down for me.
Okay.
So I assume what I'm reading is correct.
Puff of wind and a sports player.
Puff of wind and a sports player and a basketball. So the three, presumably to convey the idea of shooting your shot.
How did Chris take that?
Well, she didn't hear back from him, but then...
She's probably trying to decode it.
She uploaded it.
What does she want to know? Mom, have I seen The Last Dance?
She sent a message to all her fans saying, look, don't drink and DM kids. Look what happened. So she uploaded what she'd sent.
Oh.
He took a while to get back to her, but he did. Oh. He finally did respond and he wrote this, no shame in a drunk DM. And then he did the face blowing a kiss emoji. So that's a good one to get from Chris Evans.
Yeah. We're on here.
And then he says, God knows I've done worse. Oh, what's he done? And then he did the face palm emoji. So she'd be happy with that, but it's still not, it's probably not what she wanted.
No.
Like, is it? It's sort of
not
like,
at that time she sent it. She wanted a quick visit.
But now 13, 10, 60, I'm going to request, I guess, if anybody out there has the bravery to admit that they've slid in to particularly a celebrity's DMs. We don't care where the celebrity status falls. They could be a Bachelor in Paradise, a reality star. Have you slid into a celebrity's DMs? Did you get ignored? Did you get a reply? I mean, Nick, you are sitting next to a man that's he shot for the stars,
oh,
didn't he?
Come on.
I heard you.
He slid.
Well, the one and only Katy Perry. she's my number one. We obviously met Katy last year. There's a picture of me and Katy just sitting there. Didn't bring it up with her because I was a bit embarrassed.
We'd already brought it up with her a number of times.
We brought it up off air, but
her.
not face to face. So Alex had got me a Katy Perry book for Christmas. So it's Christmas Day here, 25th of December, obviously. And I thought, it's in the morning, I'm opening up. I thought, what day? It's 24th in America. She'd be sitting by the fire having some eggnog by herself, probably. So I sort of sent her a message saying, hey, look what I got for Christmas. Thinking that she wouldn't have much on. So she'd send it back. Oh, that's really cute. Enjoy the read. Just something back.
Does she follow you?
No, Instagram? But I got a tick. Anyway, I got nothing.
You got nothing. Yeah. He just thought Katie'd go, Oh, excellent. Enjoy the read. Like, yeah. Amazing.
I brought it up with her when we were on air. She sort of got a bit weird. She got a bit, like, flirty. I was like, hey, I'm married, man. He's up.
Yeah, he told, Katy Perry to he's back up. Off. Amanda in Pakenham. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Amanda, have you been sliding into a celebrity's DMs?
Yeah, I did. Casey DeLacqua, the tennis player.
Oh, yeah. What did you say?
So it was last year's Australian Open. We were there with, I was there with my brother and my mum, Rod Laver Arena, and she was sitting courtside. And she was sitting there like in the sun blaring down on her, cuddling her umbrella, trying to get some shade. And I wrote to her, bit hot, cuddling your umbrella, and sent a photo of her doing it.
Oh.
And I saw her check her phone, but she didn't reply. And and my brother said, if you can get her to reply, I'll go shout you a drink. So I wrote to her, my brother said, if you reply, he will buy me a drink. And within seconds, she goes, oh, my God, I'm so bloody hot down here. Tell him to go buy you a drink.
Oh, yes. Well done. Good
get
job.
Get me one too. That would have been a good segue.
Yeah. And I love Casey. Good on her, Casey.
Yeah,
that's
she's
fun.
A good egg, Casey Duckwalk. Mm. Funny.
Yes. I love that story, Amanda. Tracy from Glenroy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Hi, Tracy. Have you slid into a celebrity's DMs?
I have. Oh, not me, my auntie, but she actually slid into Sam Heughan's DMs.
Oh, Tracy, I never had the courage. What did your auntie write to Sam Heughan?
Well, she's actually part of a fitness group that he's the ambassador for, MPC. So she sort of slid into his DMs to sort of just say, look, thank you for giving me the courage to join and take part. And he got back to her and sort of said, oh, look, congratulations, good on you for doing this. And, yeah, so they've had a couple of little back and forth.
Do you know what, Tracy? I really like Sam Heughan.
Let's DM him now.
Oh, no, but,
and I follow him and I see that fitness group he started.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's when I questioned maybe I don't like him enough because I don't want to be part of fitness that badly.
No, you don't have to. Just lie and say you made me sign up and now I'm a better person.
That's how we could do it. That's that we could now text him off your phone and say, hey, I'm a radio producer, big dog, goes on Dancing with the Stars twice. Put the hashtag twice and say, I'm a big star.
I'm a weather girl.
You were.
I know, but I won't be adding that.
No, but you're a big star. You got to get him to look at it and say, I could be an ambassador for you.
NPC changed my life.
I'm not just pregnant like anymore.
But then what if he says, oh, show me, can you send me a photo of how, you know, fit you going on your dumbbells and stuff? No, I don't have it.
He's not going to say that. He's going to say, hey, I'll help you.
What if he looked at my page and he was like, I don't see you working out?
Yeah, but that's the whole point. You're going to do it. Like, let's do it. Why don't we do it? We'll slide into his DM.
Okay.
Bold.
Okay, you write it.
100%.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
What is dangerous is betting, Boxy and Nick.
Betting?
Betting, like having a bet. Yeah. Because we're just talking about
betting. That's what I mean.
We're talking about a COSA
just
then. Can you
slip off your sheets and have an accident?
You can. Yes, you can. Talking about betting apps. Now, betting apps are dangerous. Now, I've got a couple, and they're fronted by big, big celebs. PointsBet.
I don't know any of this.
PointsBet. They've got Shaquille O'Neal.
You can do a lot in a couple of seconds. I just got Lulu ready for Best in Show. And I just threw a pineapple on a roughie at Randwick. Go win that trophy for daddy. Now who looks pretty? Right, me.
Go win that trophy for daddy.
That was Randwick. That's an Australian ad.
So he's doing the Australian ad. He's all over the TV. He's
got checking a pineapple on.
Mate, unbelievable.
That's a 50 fee.
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal, one of the biggest NBA stars of all time. Mm. Now, one of the biggest actors of all time, Mark Wahlberg.
Yes.
He fronts Ladbrokes.
I am here to show you all how to Ladbroke it.
You get one chance
to Ladbroke it. Yeah! Right in the mountain yard!
Spending a lot of money on these actors.
I know.
These big superstars from the States. Now, Bet365, great app. They also have a huge, huge actor, Boxy, Samuel Jackson.
Ooh. Hello. I'd like to tell you about Bet365.com, the world's biggest online sports betting company.
Now we get to sports bet.
Yes.
Now, Sportsbet, yes. One of Australia's great betting apps. They do an elite
not great at dancing. That's not their strong suit.
No,
they put up the wrong ads. But
they
you
had
do
me
gamble
as
responsibly.
Favorite.
Yeah, they did. We lost our money. But they have an elite average games campaign. And I think they've gone down the motto of their elite average games campaign with elite average celeb campaign. This is who fronts them.
Oh, this is my favourite part, JB. We've got all the highs and the lows. So sit back and get ready for six of the absolute elite average best.
You're in rare air, Nick Cody.
It's our very own Shaquille O'Neal in the studio.
You're in rare air.
Wow.
A white man can't jump, unfortunately. Or act.
Ecosa are giving you that winning feeling with a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. Ecosa, sleep but better. 101.9